Kurt Romberger and Jeff Erickson. We're going to bring you the starting lineups as we get them right now. For the Patriots, they'll go with number 10, Jordan Siminski. And also number 11, Ethan Sharrow. Braves will counter with number 4, Alex Kames. And Grant Behringer. Nick Stevens for the Patriots. Vinny Frank gets the call tonight, gets the start for the Braves.
Braves, from what I've seen so far, looks like they're going small tonight, the starting lineup.
Now here's a big kid here for the Patriots, number 34, Nathaniel Perry. You said you saw him play football.
Nice
looks like
athlete.
An athlete. Yeah.
Nice looking athlete.
Gavin Dukai, three-point specialist for the Braves as they shoot the ball outside a lot.
And he can really go. He can get out in transition as well. I like it when he gets out into transition.
And then the real big man here for Charlton Heston, I'd say 6'4", 270, 280.
He's a big fella.
Ryan Patterson. And then Gabe Kanishevsky, the senior.
Yeah, interesting lineup tonight, a little bit for Tawas, a little bit small. Hedgeland's not getting the start tonight, so they went a little bit smaller, maybe to counteract the size, maybe a little bit more quickness trying to get on the floor.
Well, they still got Hedgeland, they got Mocti, and they got Jake Look still really coming off that bench.
Absolutely. So. Tawas is very, very deep. It's interesting, and I think that'll be a key to the game tonight. You know, we've talked after several of these games, you know, after all, we go out for a ginger ale, and we talk about the fact that, you know, Tawas is so talented, 1 through 10, that it's a little bit difficult to kind of figure out your rotation, you know. It's a great problem to have, but, you know, sometimes it's like when do you move the moving parts? So, you know, that's always something, you know. Coach Kames is one heck of a basketball coach, so, you know, certainly figure it out. But here we go, getting ready to tip it up. It's game time.
Referees are in position, players are in position, coaches are on the bench. Tawas moving right, left to right on your radio dial, and the Patriots going from right to left. Head coach George Whitaker of the Patriots shouts out some last-minute instructions. Court's cleared. Granite Behringer will go up for the jump ball for the Braves against number 34, Nathaniel Perry, and Behringer outreaches him and wins the tip and knocks it back to Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky brings it inside, dumps it to Kames up top. Shot from Dukai, won't go, a three-pointer missed. Rebound the other way for Ethan Sparrow. Ooh, and they're going to get a push right away on the Braves over on the far side as he got into Sharrow's back. Be Patriots ball, first team foul for the Braves. It'll go
like
on Behringer number 5.
Picked that one up.
Yep. Patriots inbound, Sharrow up top. Ethan Sharrow, good dribbling skills, working on Vinny Frank. Hands it off to Jason Siminski. Far shot won't go, rolls off the front of the rim, and Alex Kames pulls his first board down of the day. Gets it to Kanishevsky, back the other way from the corner. Dukai, that won't go either. Tip, rebound, second rebound, up for Vinny Frank, and it won't go, and finally hauled down by Nathaniel Perry. We're scoreless, 7-14 in the first quarter. You're listening to Kurt Romberger and Jeff Erickson. We're glad you're tuning in with us tonight. Patriots back the other way. Ethan Sharrow up top almost tosses it away. Nathaniel Perry gets it down low to Nick Stevens. Stevens back up top to Siminski.
Really extending that 1-2-2 zone defense right here. Coming way out almost to the center court line.
Mashinsky with the ball. Dribbles looking for a screen. Screen's moving. Mashinsky throws it away in the corner, and there's a unforced error turnover there for the Patriots. We're still scoreless, 6:44 left in our first quarter.
And I don't feel like early on the Patriots are going to be able to afford to give up a lot of possessions. It looks like Tawas is just maybe a little bit the more athletic team here, at least early on, first impression.
Kanishevsky, Barrett, Dukai again. That time he'll fill it up. First one of the night is Gavin Dukai hits a three. He's 1-for-3 from the arc. And the Braves go up top 3-0.
He gets hot. He can be a game changer.
Nathaniel Perry, they get it down to the big guy, Patterson. Ryan Patterson doesn't miss from down low as
no,
he gets an
nice
easy
shot,
two underneath.
Nice shot down low. He got even, you know, he got big, used that size, and got himself down on the block.
Back the other way, Kanishevsky gets it in a corner to Dukai. Gets it up top for Kames. Back in a corner to Dukai, another three. That one's short. He goes to 1-for-4. Braves haul the rebound down. Kanishevsky, left-hander, won't go. Rebound, and it looks like the Patriots stepped on the baseline, so balls stay with the Braves here. Good break for the Braves on that, as they had a couple rebounds, couple extra chances, which is going to be important in this game, Jeff.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, if the size advantage is negated here by Tawas, and I think they'll be in pretty good shape for sure.
Kames pops it into Behringer, gets it all the way up top to Frank. Frank drives the lane, Euro step, tries to get it back to Behringer underneath the glass, up off the window and in, and count that. Braves make it 5-2 here in the first quarter. Right back the other way now for the Patriots. They get it up top. Nathaniel Perry kicks it over to Nick Stevens. Stevens cross court down into the corner to Ethan Sharrow, and he hits a three from the corner. Ethan Sharrow, and that'll tie it up at five here as the Patriots got no give in them.
Nice Kames looking
back,
shot.
Kames back the other way to Behringer. He'll shoot deep three off the front rim and brought down, rebound by number 25, Nick Stevens of the Patriots. And St. Helen right back the other way. They try to get it inside, turn it over. Behringer, two on one, gets it ahead to Frank. Frank takes it up, won't go. Behringer rebound off the glass, and he gets fouled, and we'll have our first set of free throws tonight as Behringer will get himself a chance to go to the line.
You know, I really like what Stevens did right there. He had the opportunity that really could have gotten the and one, but he laid off, and he allowed him to give him just enough body to where he felt uncomfortable, didn't make the first shot. Credit Behringer for getting the rebound, and it'll send him back to the line here for another opportunity.
Behringer rattles the first one in and out of the rim. We're 5-5 with 5:04 left in the first quarter. Exciting start to this one, Jeff.
Yeah, good basketball so far. A couple of turnovers by the Patriots, giving the Braves a couple extra chances. Second free throw is going to be down. That'll give 6-5 lead to the Tawas area Braves. Here come the Patriots.
Over to timeline, Ethan Sharrow. Sharrow working on Vinny Frank with the dribble. Still working up top, tries to cut inside, stolen by Dukai. Dukai back the other way, headmans into Frank, left-handed off the glass, count it. Vinny Frank picks one up the other way, and Dukai did all the work on that one.
Really quick hands. Dukai's so quick with his hands, jumping into the passing lanes as well.
Well, there's a pass that granted Behringer tried to jump the gun and got into him a little bit. He'll pick up a foul.
That's good basketball, though. You don't see that often enough. He came to the ball. He came to the pass. That's a disciplined kid, and obviously they've coached that, because you hear that all the time when you're a kid, go to the pass, and you don't see that anymore. And that's what caused that foul right there, was him going and getting it.
Early on, Ethan Hedgeland comes in for Behringer, who picked up two quick fouls. Patriots now in possession. They have the ball. Szyminski over in the corner. Sharrow. Dukai gets into him trying to grab the ball. We're going to see if they call a foul or if they call it out of bounds. I think it's going to be a foul on Dukai.
It's going to be a foul on Dukai over in the corner. I'm curious why I'm trying to check the offensive set here. They're starting everything to the far right, and they're allowing that 1-2-2, that second level, to come up, and here it is again. Trap in the corner. Now they get it up front. Now inside. That's Perry. And
Dukai.
Perry got lucky, I think, right there. That looked like Dukai could have gotten his second foul, but they're going to call that as a tie-up, and the Patriots will keep the ball.
Yeah, very aggressive Dukai right now on defense.
He needs to calm down just a little bit. He doesn't need to pick up a second one this early in the game.
Patriots work the ball around top. They step into the paint over to Patterson, missed a short one, rebound for Vinny Frank. Frank the other way, Dukai thought about it, shovels it underneath, and Kanishevsky couldn't hang on to it, and the Braves will turn the ball over to the Patriots.
Here's this setup again. Now he's coming to the center of the floor.
Sharrow with the ball over to Myszynski. Myszynski gets it down in the corner and underneath to Patterson. Patterson, one more extra pass that he might not have needed. Perry now working down in the corner. Nathaniel gets it up top. Wide open shot for Szyminski. Won't go. Rebound. Big board there by Kanishevsky.
He went high to get that one.
Kanishevsky fires it into the corner to Kames. Back up top. Vinny Frank with a shot. Rattles in and out off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Nathaniel Perry. And the Patriots head back the other way. With it up top, Nick Stevens. Stevens works with an extended arm. Gets it to Mashinsky. Mashinsky gets it down low to Nathaniel Perry. Little pop shot, won't go off the back heel. Picked up by Hedgeland. Hedgeland gets it to Frank down in the corner. Alex Keams for three, won't go. Rattles in and out. Rebound hauled down by Nathaniel Perry again. And the Braves are cold right now from outside. Letting the Patriots stay in this game here in the first quarter, which has got 2:47 left in it. Nick Stevens up top working on Vinny Frank. Stevens gets it over to Mashinsky. Mashinsky down low. Ethan Sparrow faked it, ran through the paint, put a little floater up, and he got fouled as he was going through. Foul's going to be on number 23, Ethan Hedgeland, and that'll send Sharrow to the line to shoot two. Good aggressive basketball both ways
now. Absolutely. Patterson's making himself big down low, and actually if they would have dumped that into him right there, he had a wide open turn from the block. Look for that as the game goes on. If they can work that down in there, it's going to be awful tough to stop him. He's got to be all of, I'm thinking more like 6'5". He's a big kid.
Sharrow on the second one. He fills it up. Picks up the one. 8-7 game here. Braves ball. Vinny Frank drives the lane. Tries to kick it out, and he turns it over. Right back the other way. Stevens to Sharrow in the lane. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Gavin Dukai. Patriots will retain possession under the glass. Quick. Looks like the Patriots like to move the ball on the transition.
Got it out.
They pop it up top to Sharrow. Sharrow drives the paint. Kicks it over to Perry. Perry down to Stevens. Back inside, Patterson picks up the loose change and then throws a interception. Braves come back the other way. Frank didn't see Dukai in the corner. Gives it to Kames. Three-pointer just short on the rail. Back to Dukai up top in the corner. Kanishevsky for three. That won't go either. Batted out, but rebounded by Nathaniel Perry again. And the Patriots will come down this trip to look to take the lead with a bucket. Up top and then inside. Nathaniel Perry, little pop shot, can't get the roll. Hauled down by Kanishevsky, right back the other way. Gets it inside to Vinny Frank, misses the layup, gets his own rebound. Give him, give him a board and a bucket. Patriots trail by three now, 10-7. Minute 28 left in the first quarter. Patriots have it up top. Jordan Szyminski gets it down to the corner to Stevens, fires a three up, won't go, but the Patriots get the rebound. Sharrow got it tipped out of his hands and then touched it and it went out of bounds. Good play by Gavin Dukai.
Really nice play by Gavin Dukai right there with the getting the hands in. Like I said, man, he's got really quick hands.
A couple subs in now. Jake Look hits the court for his first time. Evan Mochte hits the court for his first time. 1:15 and we got a timeout from the Patriots. We'll take one with you here on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you. 10-7, Taos Braves on top of St. Helen Patriots right now. And it'll be the Braves ball after that timeout under their own basket.
Good first quarter so far. Like the pace of the game. Both teams have been, you know, fairly clean.
Jake Look brings the ball up this time for Taos. A little bit of a new look. Gets it underneath, inside, pop back out to Look. Look to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank will fire it up from inside the three. That won't go. Nice rebound, Evan Mochte, but he fires it all the way to the other side of half court, and that ball will be turned over on an over and back there.
Just needed to go up, get that rebound, and reset. Tried to kick it back out for the quick shot. Got away from him a little bit, but good aggressive play. Patriots will take it out underneath their own bucket.
Stevens gets it in to Sharrow. Sharrow across to Mashinsky. Mashinsky hands it off on the other side to Stevens. Stevens working on Vinny Frank up top, making no headway. Stevens gets it back out. Szyminski to Stevens, working around up top. They can't penetrate. Now Stevens does, gets it down to Patterson, and he's stuffed underneath by Ethan Hedgeland. And we got a foul going for the loose ball. Foul's going to be on number 22. That's Gabe Kanishevsky. as the Braves pick up their fifth team foul already in the first half with 29 seconds to go.
The Braves are definitely coming out really aggressive. They're trapping almost every opportunity they get. Anything free throw line extended or below, they're really extending. Watch that off arm. That's going to get called eventually. Nice play by Perry right there. Nathaniel Perry gets it down low, turns around and sinks it. Here come the Braves.
Braves up top. Kanishevsky steps in to take a two-pointer. Won't go. Rebound comes to Stevens of the Patriots, and he's right back the other way. Tried to go through the lane. They're going to call a charge on Stevens. And there's a foul for you on the Patriots right there with 4 seconds left. So Braves got to work quick to get one off here before the end of the quarter.
Only two fouls in the quarter, both of them by 25 here. So no foul here.
Jacob Look gets one off and hits it at the buzzer. A floating three from outside the three-point line off the glass. And the Braves cash in right before the quarter ended. 13-9 after one. We'll be right back on 103.3 Hits FM. Back in Whittemore, Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Miller & Wilbur Small Engine Repair, Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City, Murphy Home Furnishings of East Tawas, the Village Chocolatier of East Tawas, A-Plus Automotives of Tawas, Glenny, and Hale. Braves inbound to start the second quarter, up 13-9 on a Jake Look three-pointer from deep to end the quarter. Kanishevsky steps inside the circle, gives it over in the corner. Shot by Hedgeland won't go. Rebound, battle for it. Mocky tries to go up with it, and he gets hammered, and he'll go to the line for two as Evan Mocky down in the land of the big men picks up a nice rebound.
Yeah, you know, and looking down at the first quarter, it's been a kind of a dominant performance on the glass for Tawas. It's when you look at the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 9 rebounds already for Tawas to just 4 for Charlton Heston. So getting a lot of second chance opportunities, haven't really been able to cash in, which has kept the Patriots around in this game. Only 13-9, and Mocky misses the first. He'll get another one.
Second one you can count. Evan Mocky gets on the score sheet tonight with a free throw. 14-9 now Braves. Patriots bring the ball over to timeline, led by Nick Stevens. Gets it over to Shero. Shero down to Perry. Perry back to Shero. Tried to get it to Patterson. Turns it over to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank on the break. Back the other way. Evan Mocky thought about it, and then he carried it. Tough turnover to take there, but...
Yeah, he knew what he wanted to do.
He had the right idea.
Just couldn't make it happen.
Behringer gets back in the game now. Vinny Frank will take a rest. Behringer working with two fouls early in the game.
See if this comes into play here shortly. Tawas is subbing pretty freely. The Patriots haven't gone to their bench yet.
Stevens kicks it cross corner to Mashinsky. Mashinsky hands it back to Stevens. They get it to Nathaniel Perry. He kicks it out far to Shero, and Shero will have to regroup. Shero tries to make a move, working on Behringer. Can't get anywhere. Gets around him, runs into Jake Look. Back to Stevens up top. Good defense right here by the Braves. Now Stevens tries to work around the outside of Mocky, and Mocky will pick up a foul. That'll be the Braves' sixth foul. One more, and we'll be shooting the rest of the way in the first half.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how far they are coming out, extending that 1-2-2. It's almost a half-court trap that they're picking up, you know, just inside the half-court lines. Interesting defense employed right now by Coach Keynes.
Stevens gets it down to Patterson. Little floater from the baseline won't go. Rebound Kanishevsky. Unfortunately, hangs on to it, gets it to Jake Look. And Tawas will look to move forward. They get it down in the corner. Back to Kanishevsky. Two-pointer, pop shot. Count that. And the Braves get up top 16-9. Nice shot by Kanishevsky. Patriots back over to timeline. Nick Stevens. Free open shot for Shero. Shero knocks down the three. And the Patriots needed that. They get right back in at 16-12.
Yeah, and a nice-looking shot. That's he looks like he can make those all night if you give them to him.
Braves from the corner. Jake Look fills it up. Another three for him.
Right back at you in the corner. Jake Look, I see you.
That's one at the first quarter and one just now. Jake's got six, 2 3-pointers. Patriots back up top again. Sharo. Mashinsky over to Stevens will fire one up. Way off the mark. Nathaniel Perry underneath, though, for the rebound for the Patriots, and one.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you extend that defense. That's the problem with doing that, extending that far out. There's nobody left under the basket. That was basically a brick that went off the backboard. Perry was right there, nobody home, and then tried to go up, went up strong with it, and picked up the foul on Mocky. Here we go, three-point opportunity.
Misses the three-pointer. Behringer hauls the rebound down up to Look. Mocky for three, and the ball gets stuck in the rail. You don't see that very often. Granted, Behringer shows his jumping ability, gets it on wedge.
I was waiting for you to run out there and get that for us.
I'm 6'3", and I got about a 4-inch vertical, Jeff, just so you know. I can't get up
6'3",
real high.
6'3", if you jump high
anymore.
Enough, you get the net?
Yeah, I get the net.
All right.
I can usually reach the net. Patriots get it after that turnover. Shot from outside, three-pointer, same range, and count that for Ethan Sharo. Make it 19-17, Braves.
That kid looks like a player to me.
Ball inside, out to Kanishevsky, misses. Over the top, Hedgeland rebound, left-hander, hook.
Nice rebound by Hedgeland.
Hedgeland picks himself up a duck underneath on a nice board. Stevens through the paint. Left-hander off the glass. Won't go. Rebound one. Rebound two. Both for the Patriots. Kick it out top. Three-pointer. Count it. Jordan Mashinsky that time. A three-pointer. It's 21-20. Patriots and the Braves. 4:40 left till halftime. Now Dukai for three. That's long. Hauled down by Ryan Patterson. And the Patriots look to take the lead on this trip. Stevens sits quietly up top, working on Behringer. Kames and Frank back at the table, ready to come in. They kick it outside again, move into the paint. Tried to fire it all the way across, and that was a turnover, unforced that time by the Patriots. And the Braves will make a little bit of changes. Kanishevsky and Behringer come out. Frank and Kames come in. Patterson will finally take a rest, and entering the game now is Trenton Austin, another big kid, wearing double zeros for the Patriots.
Full-on beard. That guy looks like he should be playing college ball. Nice drive right there to the corner.
Oh, nice takeaway. They're going to call a foul on that? Looks like they are. 10 blue. Going to get a foul. I thought it was a pretty good strip. Yep, 10 blue. So that's their fourth foul. Braves already in the penalty. Patriots have four fouls now in the first half, so anything else that the Braves foul on, Patriots will go to the line. Vinny Frank underneath, looking for someone to get it in, fires it up top to Dukai. Dukai looking for space, bounce pass underneath for Frank. Frank works in the land of the Giants, kicks it back out. Jake Look, three-pointer won't go. They battle for the rebound, and it's Hedgeland that pulls it down. Out to Kames for three. That's off the front iron and finally hauled down by Jordan Mashinsky, and then turns it right over the other way. Braves right back underneath. Jake Look on a nice pass from Vinny Frank. Count that. Braves up top by three now. And Jake Look's got eight. Patriots stop their dribble. Mashinsky cross court. Stevens. Stevens works quietly up top against Look, waiting for a pick. Perry up top with him. He's calling a play. Movement underneath, almost a giveaway. Dukai with the quick hands around to Perry. Over to Sharo. Sharo stuck down in the corner, gets it back up top to Mashinsky. Mashinsky to Stevens. Down to Perry, little floater off the glass, won't go. Rebound by Sharo. And they're going to call that a jump ball. I thought that was going to be a foul.
He called it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So that worked out good for the Braves there, getting the possession arrow instead of the foul. And Coach Kames will take a timeout here, and we'll take one with you. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, back with you. We got a barn burner right now, Jeff. 23 for the Braves, 20 for the Patriots. Braves ball, 2:58 left till halftime.
Nice first start to this second quarter.
Dukai down with the ball, just gets wrapped out of his hands out of bounds by Mashinsky. Good play defensively there. Braves will reset, have to throw the ball back in. Vinny Frank will take it from the official. Vinny gets it up top to Jake Look. Jake Look drives the lane, guts inside, puts a little floater in, won't go, and hauled down by Nathaniel
nice
Perry.
Nice rebound by Perry. He's been really active inside.
Stevens brings the ball down, gets it down low to Ethan Sharo, and they're going to call a block on Vinny Frank there, as that was another one that probably could have went either way. He's going to go to the line, though, now. That's the eighth foul on the Braves. So from here out, the last 2:31, this could be important. The Patriots could catch up just from free throws.
Yeah, it absolutely could, no doubt about it. And, you know, this young man here, Sharo, looks like he's got a really nice-looking shot.
He's got 10 already in the first half and misses the front end. Hedgeland hauls down the board. Look back the other way, looking to move it quick. Kames to Frank. Frank drives it, spins it back to Kames. Three-pointer, count it. Alex Kames bangs a three-pointer home. His first of the night, makes it 26-20 Braves. 2:12 left till halftime. Stevens for the Patriots. Works it outside. Thought about it. Sharo got it down low to Trenton Austin. He missed everything. Back the other way. Hedgeland, easy layup. Nice feed, easy layup for Hedgeland.
Danger time right here for the Patriots, 28-20. They need to get the semblance back together a little bit here before the end of the first half.
Stevens will wait. Patriots slow it down. Nathaniel Perry trying to set a pick. He's moving, though. Kames follows Stevens in the lane. And they're going to get the Braves for a push, it looks like, underneath. 0-3, that's Jake
Hedge?
Look that's going to get that.
Okay.
Kanishevsky comes back in for Hedgeland. So 9 fouls on the Braves in the first half. That'll send Nick Stevens to the line.
Yeah, and only 4 for the Patriots. Tawas has definitely been the more aggressive team. No doubt about that defensively. So it's not surprising. You know, a lot of times you look up at the board and you say, hey, you know, this is one-sided. But, you know, the Braves have been the more aggressive team. It's not surprising to me, so.
Steffens hits a first one and the second. Give him 2 points, and that pulls the Patriots back within 6 with a minute 34. Right back the other way. Jake Look hustling the ball down court. Gets it to a wide-open Kanishevsky. Drains a left-hander from about 15 feet. The Braves are at 30 now with a minute 22 left, 8-point lead.
Yeah, they completely lost track of Kanishevsky. Nobody on him.
Steffens fires it into the corner. Ryan Patterson, baseline, won't go. Hauled down by Dukai, and he looks to move it quick. Down to Look in the corner. He'll pop for 3 off the rail, won't go. Steffens gets the rebound and does not get stripped. Tries to send it down deep in the corner to Sharo and throws it into the bleachers right on top of our friendly reporter, Ben Murphy.
Good to see Ben over there. Nice quick hands by Mr. Murphy.
Absolutely. Braves will inbound with under a minute now. Vinny Frank into Jake Look. Jake Look works it around to Dukai. Dukai gets it to Kanishevsky. Pump fakes once, little left-hander from 15 again, won't go. Steffens with another rebound.
Fifth of the day already for Steffens. He's been very active on the glass.
Steffens hands it off up top. Sharo. Sharo dribbling on Jake Look, gets a pick. Sharo hands it off to Steffens. Steffens works hard, gets into the paint, goes up with it. Floater off the rim, won't go. Vinny Frank hauls down the rebound. Braves looking to move with 19 left. Outside, Dukai for 3. Count it!
you could absolutely see that being set up from half court.
Yep. Gavin Dukai, now 9 seconds left for the Patriots to try to put a bucket in here. 33-22 Braves. Down to Patterson, and good quick hands by Kanishevsky. See, jacked that out of bounds, so the Patriots will have 1.8 to get this shot off.
Look for 11 to take the shot here. Sherrill, he's their best shooter. There he is.
Gets it up top.
Nice pick.
There's
wide
a
three-pointer,
and okay. Off the money. So at the end of the first half, a good spirited game here. Tawas Braves up top, 33, and the Charlton Heston Academy of St. Helen Patriots, 22. We're going to take a break, take care of some business, and we will be back for your second half on 103.3 Hits FM. Start of the third quarter here, Kurt Reimiger, Jeff Erickson. Patriots get the ball to start the third, and Nathaniel Perry starts it off with a little hook shot that won't go, pulled down by Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky goes right back the other way. Kames for three. Count that. That's his second of the night. Braves come out with a three-pointer right out of the gate, and the Patriots are going to have to find an answer. They're going to get buried in a hole here soon. Steffens up top. Hands it off to Mashinsky. Mashinsky drives the lane. Little step to Patterson. Little puppy that won't go. Hauled down by Dukai, and he sends it down to Vinny Frank, and there's nobody back, but Frank mishandled the ball, so he takes it out to the three-point line and takes a shot, and it goes over the backboard. Be Patriot ball.
I'd really like to see Patterson get a little bit deeper there. He's getting himself into trouble on that baseline. He's about 8 foot away. If he backs up into that block and makes himself big, he's got an easy turnaround off the glass.
Patriots the other way. Three-pointer won't go off the rail. Again, Kanishevsky pulls down the good rebound, gets it ahead to Dukai, into Frank underneath. Frank gets the finger roll off the glass. Count it, Vinny Frank with another two.
This is what Tawas can do to you. They can come out and they can score in bunches, and right now Patriots need to find a way to just slow this game down a little bit and get it back under control.
Nick Steffens gets it up top. Mashinsky working on Vinny Frank, gets a pick from Perry. Mashinsky inside the three-point arc, gets it to Stevens. They kick it out in the corner. Shot, Sherrill won't go. And another good rebound by Behringer. Behringer headmans it to Frank, to Dukai with a left-hander that won't go. Picked off by Mashinsky and heads right back the other way. The Patriots get it in the corner again, drive the baseline. Layup off the glass, and count that. Nice move by Sharo there. Picks himself up another duck, and the Braves head back. Kanishevsky gets it into the paint, looks around, finds Behringer underneath with nobody on him, and an easy puppy off the window for Behringer, and picks himself up another two.
Patriots are just not quite athletic enough to get up and down the floor with Tawas, and they have no bench apparently.
Patterson again from that baseline spot. He just not be able to knock those down tonight. Rebound, Kanishevsky. Good bounce pass to Kames off the window, and count that. And now the Braves are just running with it. And Coach Whitaker will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to High School Sports on 103.3 Hits FM. Here, Reimiger back with you and Whittemore Prescott. Braves up top 42-24. I'd like to thank a few of our sponsors. Tonight's game brought to you by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, Zubek Chrysler of Tawa City. Patriots with the ball. Up top, they get it down low to Perry. Right-handed hook off the glass won't go. Mochte with the rebound, hauls it down. Gets it across to Kames, up to Mochte. He fires a three off the front rail, won't go. Kanishevsky rebound, left-hander, won't go again. And finally, Big Patterson hauls down the rebound and gets it out to Stevens, and the Patriots come back the other way with 5:03 left in the third. Stevens with a nice move into the lane and gets fouled. I think that's going to go on 22. Kanishevsky got him as he was going up for the shot. Yep.
You know, one thing's really becoming evident. Coach Kames went into that locker room and he said, hey, fellas, we're going to try to run them off the floor. And they are getting out into transition, and they're getting easy bucket after easy bucket right now. Patriots are going to have to find a way to get back on defense, or this is going to turn into a blowout in a hurry.
Stevens makes the first one. A couple more sponsors. North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas. Hello, Thelma. Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Mind Michigan Health, as Stevens knocks down the second one, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City. Braves start running now. Kames out for a three-pointer, won't go, off the rail. Hauled down by Frank, puts it up, and then Behringer gets the second rebound, and a really nice putback by Behringer to get the puppy, and Braves are going to open this up to 18 points right now with 4:39 left in the third. Sharo hands it off to Mashinsky. Mashinsky works up top on Frank. Pair of tens on the court, working on each other. Mashinsky loses his dribble, puts it back up top to Sharo. Sharo tries to race through and just turns it over, trying to get it down to Perry. And then the Braves spin out of control and throw it out of bounds on their own. Patriot ball again.
Patriots are going to need to find some offense here from somebody.
They kick it in. Stevens up top. Stephens gets it in the corner. Patterson won't go. Patterson gets his own rebound. Gets it down to Perry. And did he say he stepped on the line?
No,
or did he get a foul on number five?
They're going to get a foul. Yeah, yep. That's going to be a foul on Behringer.
Behringer's going to pick up a foul. That's his third. With 4:02 left here in the third. Second team foul for the Braves this half. Stephens up top to Sharo. A three from almost the logo goes off the rim hard, not a bounds. It'll be the Braves' ball.
Nice looking shot. That one was, he held that one just a little bit lower, and that because of that, that shot was just a little bit flat. Don't know if maybe he's getting just a little bit fatigued or if that was just a little bit of a miss.
Kanishevsky brings it over to timeline. 3:51 left. Braves up top, gets it to Behringer down low. Rolling hook off the glass against the big man Patterson, and count that for Behringer. And now the Braves got the steamship rolling. Stevens back the other way, kicks it out. Three-pointer, Sharo off the back rim. Won't go, another good rebound for Kanishevsky, and then stripped of the ball by Mashinsky. Stevens in the paint. Nobody there, and Vinny Frank says, you're not getting it easy. I'm going to get a foul on you, and you're going to have to go shoot for it.
Got to like the fight right there by the Charlton Heston Academy, though. Not gonna give up without a fight, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So Nick Stevens will go to the line again. Misses the front end off the rail. 46-26 right now. Braves up top by 20. They send in Jake Look to replace Vinny Frank, who's had a real good game handling the ball for the Braves. Stevens will get a second look here as he was shooting. Second one on the way, and you can count that. Patriots pulled it within 19. And Jake Look will bring the ball up court for the Braves.
Patriots need to get a stop. They're going to have to get a couple of them here.
Behringer from the baseline. He'll look at it. Hits both rims and won't go. And Stevens right back the other way for the Patriots. Work it around to get it inside to Perry. The nice running right hand hook shot off the glass.
Really nice shot and a nice look inside. Good feed. Well done.
Jacob Look gets it down, gives it to Mocky out to Behringer, and he walked with it. He got happy feet when he faked the three-pointer. And two in a row now, two stops in a row for the Patriots, looking to get another bucket here and try to pull this within 15. Stephens brings it in, gets it to Perry, back to Stephens. Cross court over to Sharo. Sharo makes a move, floater in the paint, won't go. Kanishevsky with another board. Kanishevsky runs back the other way to Mocky with a little left-handed layup. Beauty by Evan Mocky. Back the other way now, Stevens. Gets it down to Perry, back up to Stevens. Down to Sharo, to the big man Patterson, back to Sharo. Three-pointer, won't go. Patterson picks up the rebound and still can't get one to go. And finally, on his tiptoes, just stands there. And Patterson puts one in over the front of the rim. Mocky with another nice drive down the baseline, left-hander. Count that. Evan Mochte coming to life here in the second half. Two buckets in a row.
Well, and Tawas is just absolutely even off of made basket. They're pulling it out of the rim, and they're going to go. They said, we're going to try to outrun you here. I think Coach Keams is realizing not a lot of depth. Here's a shot from the corner. No good. And Braves with the rebound. Here comes Kanishevsky.
Kanishevsky again with another board. Strip going through the paint. And substitution coming in, Hedgeland. I didn't hear what happened on the call. Just might have went out of bounds or kicked, maybe a kick. And the Braves are going to take a timeout here, and you know what? We will as well then. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Reinberger, Jeff Erickson, 1:34 left in the third. Braves ball under the rim. Keams gets it in. They get it to Kanishevsky. Turnaround left-hander won't go. Rebound, battling for it. Hedgeland can't get it to go. And finally hauled down by Nick Steffen. And Steffen brings it back the other way. A little bit out of control, but we got a foul, and it's going to be on the Braves. That'll be their fourth. Looks like it's going to go on Evan Mochte. That's his third of the night, Braves' fourth of the quarter.
Patriots yet to be called for a foul here in the second half.
Steffens works the ball over to Sharo. Sharo tries to drive, nowhere to go. Steffens with a fake, and ooh, caught an elbow. That one could hurt. Steffens went to throw a fake pass, and his elbow caught Jake Look right in the face. And holding his nose. Can't tell if there's any blood yet.
Looks like he caught him in the eye.
Think it was the eye? I thought it was right in the beak.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks like he's rubbing his eye.
Yeah, he's holding it. Coach Whitaker of St. Helen having a conversation with the official. It's going to be white ball. And
common foul, I think.
Yeah, even though you don't see it, unless they stopped it just for the injury and there was no foul.
Like maybe they stopped it for, okay, white ball.
Right. There you go. And they should put a foul up on the board on that. Officials are a little confused right now. He's explaining it right now right below us here. So it is white ball. If there's not a foul, it doesn't make sense. So, I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
You've seen more of this than I have.
Well, I'm not confusing. Sure. It wasn't a foul. Yeah, I don't believe they called a foul, but I'm not sure what they did call. So, well, either way, Tawas is going to get the ball. So,
Mochte drives the lane and gets rejected by Stevens. The only thing I didn't really understand on it is why the change of possession if there wasn't a foul.
Yeah, if there wasn't a foul, that wouldn't have been a change of possession. So, unless they said the ball went out of bounds, I don't know. Yeah, clearly. Either way, it clearly was not intentional.
Right.
You can tell that. He felt bad as soon as he did it and apologized.
Keams gets it to Dukai, who kicks it out to Hedgeland for three. And there's one for Ethan Hedgeland, his first three of the night. That gives him 7 points on the evening. Stevens, for all the ball handling he does, he hasn't got a lot of points tonight, but, boy, he certainly runs the ship out there.
Yeah, he really does. He's a nice-looking player. They got a couple of them. Really, Tawas really extending the defense here on the last minute, going back to almost that half-court trap.
And they got Stevens to travel with it, and there's an unforced turnover there for the Patriots. Braves will inbound with 28 seconds left in our third quarter.
You gotta like the way that kid plays, though. Stevens, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but, man, he's a fun kid to watch. He just turned around, pointed himself, hey, my bad. And that was... You know, that wasn't an obvious call, but I like the way that kid plays. He's got a great demeanor on the floor.
So with 28 seconds left, Alex Keams will send it in to Gabe Kanishevsky. Kanishevsky looks down along the way. Shot for Keams, and there's another three for Keams from deep. That's his third three of the night.
And this is what Tawas can do to you. If they get hot from three, they're really, really tough to beat.
Nathan Perry, oh, a nice shot off the window, just won't go. Rebound. Kanishevsky drives, kicks it back out. Hedgeland Mock D walks into the paint all the way up and in. Right at the buzzer.
Nice take by Evan Mock. He went up, gave a quick fake on the three, and took it to the hole.
So at the end of three quarters, it's the Tawas Braves 58 and the Charlton Heston Academy Patriots 31. We'll be back on Hits FM 103.3. Kurt Romberger back with you. Start of the fourth quarter. The Braves will inbound. Kanishevsky controls the ball, drives the lane, goes to the right hand, and lays it in for two. And Gabe Kanishevsky starting to fire up on the scoring after closing all the rebounds.
Yeah, closing in on a double-double.
Down low in the corner. Trenton Austin kind of stuck. Gets it into Nathaniel Perry. Nice turnaround for Perry. Pick up a two for the Patriots. Kanishevsky working on Austin up top, gets it down in the corner to Hedgeland. Hedgeland back out to Kanishevsky, rolled his ankle over to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank goes up, gets rejected, but we're going to have a foul and a shooting foul as double zero. Trenton Austin picks up the foul there. Glad Kanishevsky's okay. He got up on his own power, but you could see him roll his ankle there. Lucky he didn't hurt it.
Yeah, it looked like he just tried to plant on the cut, and it just went out from underneath him there.
Benny Frank misses the first end of that. Frank couple bounces and a roll, and he makes it. So Benny Frank picks up a free throw, putting the Braves up now 61-33. 7:14 left, and it's kind of grind time now for the Patriots just to hang in there. A little bit of pushing and shoving out front. Vinny Frank wins that battle, goes up, and I thought we were going to get a hard foul
but
Frank laid it right in.
And let's give that young man a lot of credit because he just got his pocket pick, he did get fouled and didn't hack at the other end. Nice job.
Yep. Then another nice shot in the paint from Nathaniel Perry. And they're going to get Gavin Dukai on a foul on that, and that's going to send Perry to the line for the Patriots. Yeah, real good composure right there on that from Ethan Sharrow, because he could have hard fouled him there just because of the anger that he had going.
Absolutely. He got his pocket picked, and he turned around to the other end and let him go and gave up the bucket. So it's a fun team to watch. I am truly enjoying this basketball game. It's 63-33, and man, you just feel good about this Patriots team. You really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Nathaniel Perry misses the first one, makes the second. That gives him 9 on the night. Good for Nathaniel Perry. Kanishevsky back the other way, looking to still run the ball. Sends it out to Mocty for 3. Rattles the rim, won't go. Rebound blue, and the Patriots' Perry handles that rebound, and they'll come back the other way. Stevens now kicks it off into the corner. Back to Perry in the lane. Shot won't go, and another Gabe Kanishevsky rebound. Up to Vinny Frank. Spin move in the lane by himself, and an easy
nice move right-handed, by Vinny Frank.
Right-handed layup. Nice move by Vinny Frank. Stevens tries to roll into the lane. Everybody missed. Stevens off the window. Nice basket for him as he picks up some points finally. He's done a lot of work tonight. Minimal points, a lot of work. Kanishevsky directing traffic up top, gets into the paint, tries to kick it out to Frank.
Good hands,
turns
by
it
Sharrow.
Over. And Blue calls timeout while they had possession. Good move by Coach Whitaker.
Yeah, I didn't know they had possession, but nice job. Coach saw it, called timeout, saved him a possession. Nice job, Coach.
We'll take a quick one with him right here on 103.3 Hits FM. Romberger back with you. Patriots ball out of the timeout. Stevens puts up a high arcing shot that comes off the rail. Pulled down by Vinny Frank. Gets it ahead to Mocty. And Mocty drives the lane, gets fouled. And we'll see if it was on the floor or shooting. They're going to say it was on the floor. That's the second team foul only for the Patriots this half.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. They've played a clean half for sure.
Jake Look works into the paint. Bounce pass to Vinny Frank underneath, working against the big guys down there. Hands it off to Dukai for a finger roll. And that's a nice bucket by Dukai.
Nice back cut.
Real nice. Patriots right back, though. Stevens working with the ball. We have not seen a lot of bench here tonight from the Patriots.
No, I think they've only played six guys tonight.
Mashinsky up top with the ball, kind of trapped with no dribble. Gets it to Nathaniel Perry. Perry hands it back out to Steffens, and Steffens will regroup. Working on Jake Look. Gets a pick. That's going to get stolen or a foul, one or the other. They're going to call a foul. It's going to go underneath. They're going to call it on Dukai. Gavin Dukai will pick up that foul. And that's number six.
That's six. So looks like they'll be taking it out underneath. Next one, they'll send them to the line. 5 minutes, just under 5 minutes left here. So neither team having much issue with foul trouble.
Ball worked around and out of bounds. Still going to stay with the Patriots. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas, Randy's Towing of Northeastern Michigan, Seymour, Home Decor Center of Tawas City, and Metal Lodge of Tawas City, Michigan. Another foul here on the play.
Yeah, nice look inside right there while you were on break. They went to inside to Perry, and Perry had a nice turnaround. Got a look. It went about halfway down and rolled right back out, but he did pick up the foul. So he'll go to the line. Give him a chance to pick up a couple more here. 67-36.
Perry makes the first one. I'd like to thank a few more sponsors of tonight's game. Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Irisa of Tawas City, Muffler Man of Tawas City, Michigan. Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City. And Bob Bush Manufacturing of Tawas City, Anna Gray. And he misses the second end, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Braves up 30 with 4:45 left in our game. Mocky up top. Benny Frank kicks it out. Hedgeland from three off the back rail. Dukai rebound. Gets it down low. Benny Frank steps in, pops a little 15-footer up from the baseline, and you can count that one for Vinny.
Nice.
He's having himself a night.
Nice extra pass as well by Dukai.
Patriots bring it down. Got some wholesale changes coming in on the Braves side. Going to send some subs in. They get it down low in a corner to Trenton Austin. Austin throws it away. Jake Look back the other way. Nice easy layup for two for Jake Look.
Crowd was going wild. Yep. They were looking for the dunk out of Jake Look right there.
And it looks like we're having a timeout
taken Tawas
by the Braves. So we'll take one with them. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM right after this. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, bringing you the last 4 minutes of tonight's game. We'll have a little short post-game tonight as well. As the Patriots direct traffic.
Sorry to interrupt, Kurt. If you had not heard, 73-71, a whale of a game over on our sister station tonight. Standish Sterling over Ogemaw Heights, 73-71.
That's a big win for the Sterling Standish Panthers. Got some new players in the game now. Number one from Charlton Heston, Nathaniel Perry, gets that rebound down, turns it over though to Jake Look, thrown off the boot. Braves battle for it down low. Alex Kames comes up with the ball, gets it up top to Behringer. He's got Gavin Spence in there with him. Jake Look hits a three, and he picks himself up three more points tonight. And the other way here for the Charlton Heston Academy, we've got a number one in the game that is also not in our program, must be a JV player. Turns it over, though, and Jacob Look right back the other way, and it falls. He'll get an old-fashioned attempt at a three-pointer, and a nice run down the floor by Jake Look. 76-37 our score now. Like to thank a few more sponsors. The Tawas Pharmacy, Napa Auto Parts of East Tawas, Augre and Oscoda, Auto Tech of East Tawas, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Michigan, and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City, Michigan, Janice Tire of East Tawas and Oscoda, Gary Oil of Hale and Oscoda, Beresh Funeral Home of East Tawas, Augre, Hale, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining, and Cole's Appliance of Tawas City and Lincoln. Jake Look can't convert the three-point play. Patriots ball with 2:46 left.
You know, Kurt, they just took Nathaniel Perry Sr. out of this game, and you can see the heartbreak on the sideline. Boy, you feel for that kid.
And they're going to say that the Patriot guard carried it, and that'll be another turnover.
Really nice gesture as well, kind of continuing on that with the Patriot faithful that gave him a standing ovation as he come off the floor. Played his heart out tonight. Last game, it's always hard to see.
Braves still working it around. Granite Behringer missed a shot. That's pulled down by number 32, Cameron Johnson of the Patriots. That's a new name in the game. One thing that hasn't changed, Nick Stevens still handles the ball as they bring it down. Our other player here, number one, dribbles between the legs, works on Jake Look, bounces into the paint, kicks it out top to Gavin Hartwell, and Gavin Hartwell gets his name in the books tonight with a nice two-pointer. Kick out there, and that's knocked away. Gavin Spence to Kames underneath to Granite Behringer, and he'll put another easy puppy in off the glass as the Braves near the 80-point mark here tonight. 137 left in our contest. And he dribbled it off his foot. That's an over and back for the Patriots.
I think you're going to go get Stevens here. The other senior off the floor. No, they're going to let him finish. Comes another senior, Gavin Hartwell, coming off the floor. Nice round of applause for him.
Yep, and he got himself a bucket while he was in there, too.
That was awesome, yep.
Jake Look will bring it in with a minute 27. Kicks it outside to Gavin Spence, up top to Kames. Kames steps into the lane, shoots a two-pointer, won't go. Rebound, Nick Stevens. What a game he's had.
Yeah,
fires
absolutely.
It up top, tries to get away. Nice rebound by Ben Kalea. Braves drive the lane. Kames can't make it. Rebound Hedglund, and Hedglund will put one in. He's not afraid to pick up a late bucket for the stat sheet. 80-39 now. Braves on top by 41. With 53 seconds left, you would think at this point that Coach Kames would walk the ball down the court the next possession.
All right, let's see him get one. Let's see 25. Yeah, there he is.
Fires a three. Stevens won't go off the glass. Look gives it right away back the other way, and a miss by Cameron Johnson, and he'll go to the line to shoot two with 37 seconds left. I'd like to thank a couple more of our last sponsors. D&M Supply of Omer, Capital Carpeting and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Tawases, Edward Jones of East Tawas, Michigan, Sobex Home Medical of Tawas City, Committee to Elect Mike Hoadley of Augre is our 99th District State Rep, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Tawas and Oscoda. Nick Stevens finally exits the game here as Cameron Johnson knocked down the first of his free throws. Got a big round of applause from the St. Helen faithful, and then Johnson knocks down his second one as well.
Much deserved round of applause for that young man.
Braves come down. Gavin Spence gets a shot off, won't go for three. Braves working hard for the rebound. Kalea came down with it, tried to pass it out to Hedglund and threw it over his head. Over to our friend Ben Murphy again.
Absolutely. Ben's second rebound of the night.
15 seconds left now. Patriots will either shoot one shot or just walk it out. And their coach has got some definite class about him as he just walks it out, accepts the loss. 39-point win for the Braves tonight in game two of the districts, and they'll go to the district finals this Friday to take on the Oscoda Owls for the third time this season.
Well, that's the one we wanted, my friend. I can't wait for that one.
80-41 is